Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Harshman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triantos. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Minoso for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triantos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triantos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Triandoz moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo bunts in front of the plate. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Triandoz moves to third. Tasby moves to second. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Triandoz and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triandoz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to second. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to third. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandoz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Triandoz strikes out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby strikes out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 0 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harshman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Colavito goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Ray Webster pinch runs for Russ Nixon. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Power for the out. Webster moves to third. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Woody Held. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harshman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Moran now playing shortstop. Ed Fitzgerald now catching. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tasby moves to second. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Fred Valentine. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive towards short. Moran catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Tasby scores. Dropo moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 2 in the game. Pappas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel now playing second base. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Billy Klaus now playing shortstop. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Klaus fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. Colavito moves to third. Fitzgerald moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albie Pearson now playing left field. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Strickland hits a line drive into center field. Tasby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tasby. Strickland moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harshman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-4 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.